This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk with Joseph Hoyt. Morning news segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll be out and about tomorrow. Bearded Monkey Sports Bar and Grill in Rockwall. They're on Ridge Road, 2-7. Come on out. Get a G-Bag Nation flag while supplies last. Here he is from the morning news, Cowboys beat writer Joseph Hoyt. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for joining us. How urgently do you get the feeling right now the Cowboys are looking to make a trade to help this defense?
I don't get the sense that it's urgent, but I feel like there's intrigue there. I get the vibe that, you know, with 3 weeks to go from yesterday, that they recognize that, you know, that there have been some problems. But I think that they keep offering the caveat of reinforcements being on the way, that help is on the way. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure to put on DeMarvion Overshown and some of these other guys coming off, you know, maybe a Perrion Winfrey in a couple of weeks. But right now their defense, I mean, it is what it is, guys. I mean, number one ranked offense, arguably, in the NFL, worst ranked defense, something's got to give there, right? And I think if they don't see improvement or some of these reinforcements kind of don't give them the artillery power that they were hoping for, you know, you might see the gambler get the itch again, which is kind of something I wrote in yesterday's column, was that, you know, the words that Jerry Jones is using are kind of similar to what he was talking about when he was inspired this offseason, rewatching his documentary about, you know, being able to cut and shoot with some of the draft picks from the Herschel Walker trade. He has some draft picks now. He has the ability to cut and shoot. Now let's see if he takes advantage of the opportunity, if there's a need there in his mind.
Joseph, where did they miss this the most?
Can you repeat that, Brian?
Where did they miss this the most? Where did they misevaluate this the most?
In terms of just the entire operation?
Of defense.
Oh, I mean, I think right now it's just personnel. I mean, not matching scheme, frankly. And I know that they want to be multiple, and I know that they do run some fire zones with some man-match stuff kind of there. But, you know, I think right now you have two corners that are highly paid that – don't have pass breakups, that don't have interceptions, yeah, that, you know, aren't really kind of fitting their system, that have voiced their opinion of, hey, we kind of want to do some things that fit us more, and that's not working. I also think you kind of have to look at the linebacker play. And, you know, you watch some of that film from Carolina, and, yeah, defensive linemen are getting pushed all over the place, right? But, you know, I think some of these linebackers just kind of haven't been making the impact in terms of filling the holes like they would hope. You know, obviously, Sam Bourne was out this past week. But you kind of go back and watch some of these plays like Kenneth Murray and Jamar James, and there's things that they're missing. You know, and I think, too, you know, Eberflus obviously is going to get a lot of credit for where they are right now defensively. That's what the head man gets, right? But, you know, Brian Schottenheimer pointed out, too, that opening play, they thought they had something schemed up really good.
Yeah, they did.
Wanya Thomas is at the line of scrimmage, able to make a tackle, and he just doesn't. Next, you know, Rico Dowdle gets 9 yards, and the rest is history, right? So I think there's, you know, when anything looks as bad as it has defensively, there's multiple things wrong. You know, you can point to the lead man, but they've got some things to figure out for sure on that defensive side.
Yeah, it might be a tough question to answer here, Joe, but
like being around the team, and I saw Calvin wrote some articles as well about, is there any losing of faith or belief in Flus? I mean, is that something where maybe some players just are like, yeah, I'm not really buying what you're selling here right now, man?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's, it's always kind of hard to really pinpoint, right? But I do think there's elements, and I think you go back to the Trayvon Diggs asking to play more man defense, and when we asked Matt Eberflus about it, you know, he kind of said, hey, thanks for the feedback, we appreciate it, right? And next thing you know, they're not running a lot of man defense after that. So I think when those things happen, when guys feel like they're not being put in the best position to succeed, questions kind of start emerging, right? And I think that that's something that can inherently happen when things are going wrong. You know, I think a lot of people are, you know, when it's this bad, frankly, I think a lot of people start pointing fingers, you know, internally, and some start doing it externally. And, you know, I think when that kind of starts to stack on top of each other, sure, I think belief can start to be lost and confidence can kind of drop. And that's something Brian Schottenheimer talked about. That was the confidence is kind of at an alarming level right now on the defense, and they got to pick it up.
Hey, Joe, I have a question about the locker room, and maybe has any player you have contact with off the record told you that, yeah, we're an absolute mess?
Off the record, like, I think people have kind of indicated that there are issues abound. I think I would
sure,
say that.
Sure. Okay. I mean, so I just wonder, some players know. You know, they have to say all the right things and all that and can't blame anybody, but sometimes they pull you aside and say, hey, we're an effing mess here right now, you know, that kind of thing.
I think you go back to honestly what Trayvon Diggs told Calvin after the game, and that's just, we don't have identity right now, frankly. And that's, you know, on record. And I think, and obviously Trayvon's been really willing to talk with us. I think, you know, going back to, you know, after the incident in San Francisco, he's actually been one of the better media guys that we've had a chance to talk with. He's a guy that will make his opinion known, and I think right now he's making it known that they don't have a true identity, and that can lead to questions for sure.
Do you get the feeling that George Pickens wants to remain a Cowboy?
I asked him that explicitly today, and he's like, I wouldn't mind it. You know, and I think I asked also Jerry Jones that same question yesterday, and, you know, the first thing that kind of is out of his mouth was that, hey, there's a competitive market for these things, right? You know, I think, yeah, the Cowboys have him under control, right? But at the rate he's going right now, this is a guy that's value keeps going up. And, you know, what do we know about free agency? That's a way to test that value. That's a way to see what your market is. And right now, if he keeps answering the questions and the narratives that kind of persisted about him prior to this with the way he's been performing on the field and off the field, I think this is a guy that's going to have high value. And so, you know, you kind of go back to a little bit, that's where some of the discontent with Micah Parsons was, right? In Athletes First, and who also represents George Pickens. They wanted to make sure they got the full market value because they believed that it was a certain level, and the Cowboys kind of believed it was at another level. And so I think right now that, you know, everyone's kind of enjoying the fact that they're six games into what's been a very successful trade for the Dallas Cowboys. I think, you know, George Pickens says, I don't want to look too far in the future. Jerry says, you know, this is better than expected. We might have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To open up some money for the second wide receiver spot, if we're going to pay him that high, I think, you know, there's positives for both directions, but until this thing gets into a negotiation or a franchise tag gets applied, which we could see this offseason with George Pickens, it's really hard to pinpoint what his, you know, actual long-term future is, whether it's in Dallas or not.
this is something we've chatted about. I know Brian's asked us, but what do you think happens at receiver on Sunday if you do have CeeDee Lamb back and then Jonathan Mingo makes his debut? Who? What happens with Flannoy and Tolbert? I mean, is anybody you think inactive?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Tolbert, I think we kind of know what Tolbert's going to be, right, in terms of this is a guy that they believe they can give him a job, and they believe strongly that he can do it, you know, whether the job's actually catching passes or blocking. And, you know, obviously all those things are always up for external debate, but this is someone that they believe that he will handle a job. I don't see him losing a ton of snaps right now. And I know that Flannoy is kind of in the you know, productive guy there. So, I mean, he's definitely going to push him in regards to that. But I don't know if I see any of those guys inactive, maybe. That's kind of – my mind hasn't really gone fully to who might be inactive amongst that list, because Ryan right now is kind of playing too consistent, I think, to take him off the field for a long period of time. I mean, he's been a guy that has made plays for Dak Prescott. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think it is worth noting, Mingo did have – you know, not multiple setbacks. He did miss practice, multiple practices last week. Sure. He was on the practice field today. They still have a week on that 21-day window. You know, I'm curious to see if they actually open it up. It would, all signs with the Jalen Cropper move would indicate that's the move. But I still think we'll see to see if it actually happens.
It's Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, on George Pickens, could you give him the big contract and get the defense fixed in the same offseason?
I think you could start making ways on getting the defensive fix, because I think that's where your high draft picks should go. You know, it depends on where the Cowboys end up, but I think that there are some linebackers in this class that could be immediate impact kind of guys for this defense. And I know it's easy to say, because you might have said the same thing about Shamar James, Maris Leafau, other guys that you've drafted previously, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly what their role and what their potential is. But I think that you can do things defensively, I think, in the draft to help instant impact while also retaining George Pickens. Because my mind keeps going back to this, guys. If they lose George Pickens, they are on the search for wide receiver two once again, right? This is something they were going to address in the draft with Ketterell McMillan if he was there. Once he was gone, they pivoted, and credit to them, they pivoted to a good option that has, you know, paid off extreme dividends for them. But if you lose George Pickens, or, you know, if things go awry, you're back out there searching for a compliment to CeeDee Lamb once again. And so I think, honestly, in terms of priority stuff, I know that they're going to have to overhaul the defense. I was talking with some of the other reporters after the game, and I was asking them, how many guys on this defense are back next year starting? Mm-hmm. And I think, what, we're talking three or four? You know, there's going to be an overhaul there, and I think that's something you can do through the draft mostly, and, you know, maybe with some veterans in free agency that can help round things out to help the system that's in place.
That is an exciting idea, if only three or four starters would be back. A lot of opportunity for change.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, I mean, they got to worry about the Commanders right now leading the league at 5.5 yards per rushing attempt. Is this a game, do you think, that's going to get ugly on run defense, and you're going to have to push maybe into the mid-30s or even 40s to get a win?
Yeah, I do. I think right now, there's, you know, 6 weeks in, you kind of start to know who teams are, right? You know, we're talking about the identity on defense. Well, right now, the identity is giving up points in big plays in different ways. And I think right now, the identity on offense is a team that's going to score a lot with Dak Prescott playing some of the best football of his career right now. I think he's been fantastic. I think his command of the offense has been incredible. I just think, you know, even with all the shuffling on the offensive line, the way he's been able to read where pressures are going to come and kind of mitigate those things and use the mobility he does have to kind of move around the pocket and make plays. I kind of equate him to Doctor Strange right now, where he knows outcomes before they happen. So I think right now, you know, the guarantees or the things that are certain in my mind, the Cowboys are going to score a lot of points, and they're going to give a lot of points. So I just foresee them having to score 35, 40 points, just like they have at home, to have a chance to even win this game.
How upset and have you gotten over what happened with your Ducks and against Indiana?
Yeah, you know, I think I put a lot of stock in the idea that we went undefeated and were the number one team in the country going into the playoff last year, and then got our butts kind of handed to us by Ohio State and Chip Kelly and that offense. And, you know, I think, hey, if that didn't work and translate to a big CFP run, maybe a learning lesson, a reality check midseason might help. I'll tell you what, though, you know, I had a lot of – I was seeing Fernando Mendoza kind of, you know, talk about him being a first-round pick, and I was like, are you sure? This is the guy from Cal? It's Indiana? I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what, man, that's a guy who just gets the ball out and puts it in accurate positions very, very often. Not the biggest arm, not the biggest kind of, you know, playmaking ability, but I'm very curious to see what scouts say about him, because he's some guy, he's a guy that just makes plays, man.
Joe, final question for you. As we get this text, says we're a mess, a midseason trade isn't going to fix it, and I tend to agree with that, but if you told me multiple trades could fix it, would do you think there's a possibility that they make a legit, like, more of an all-in push here to fix this thing, or is it going to be like trying to sort of wade their way into those waters?
You know, I think it is a tough question, right, because I feel like the odds and probably history would tell you that's not the case, but you know, I could see them. We Todd Archer asked Jerry yesterday, hey, in 2018, you made Amari Cooper, that trade, right? And jolted your offense and was a big need. And look what happened there. Could you do that here? And he didn't shoot that down. And I think that Jerry's kind of, like I said, I think he's been inspired by his documentary to at least have the potential to kind of make some moves, make some gambles, and make some plays. I wouldn't be surprised to see them to make a trade at the deadline, you know, of a more big impact than maybe just a marginal kind of star fringe starter for them.
Well, I'll drink to that, sir. Thank you for your fine work and your coverage of this thing, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Sounds good. Take care, fellas.
Salute to you, Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News here on 105 Through the Fan. Let's go around the Mavs as they visit Luka and the Lakers tonight. I guess this game's in Vegas, not Los Angeles.
Ooh, Vegas, baby.
So we'll get the relevant talking points coming up next here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.